Hi, I'm Scott Hansman. This is Azure Friday, and we're here with Liam Kavanaugh. We're digging into Azure Search.
That's right. Well, thanks for having me back again.
No, my pleasure. I love your map here. This is great.
Thanks. So I thought that what we could do is get a little bit more details on some of the capabilities of search and focus on spatial search because, you know, it's a really great way to enhance your applications and we'll maybe show how we do that with search.
Mm-hmm. So is this the trail data from the first video?
That's right. In the last discussion, we walked through the USGS data set. These are all the trails located in Washington State. And the great part about it is that it already had the longitude and latitude information. So we could just grab that, load it in, and do some really cool searches like this one where we're showing all the points of some of the trails in Washington.
Was this hard? Whenever I see something like this, I'm like, oh, that looks like a couple days' work.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think that what we can do is hopefully we can walk through this today, and hopefully in under 10 minutes we'll have this all walked through and ready to go.
All right, let's do it.
All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to stop this application, and so we can actually see how we got this started. Mm-hmm. And what I'm going to do is, let me just delete it because we were looking at it, so we can start from scratch.
Okay.
And this is Postman. If you recall the last time we met, we walked through, this is a great Chrome plugin that allows us to make the API calls to Azure Search. Mm-hmm. I'm calling my search service right here, azs-liamca. I'm passing in my admin key here to authenticate
in the header.
Okay. And then I'm just going to load in the index. And if you recall before, we had all the fields. But the one that we're really going to want to focus on right here is this one right here, which is the location field. This is an entity data model, geography point. We can load in longitude and latitude, mm-hmm. And allow us to do these cool spatial searches.
Okay.
All right, so let's load that in.
Does that include elevation?
We do have elevation in this as well. But from a geospatial, no, we don't take that into account. We only currently do longitude and latitude. And for the types of queries we can do, which we'll see in a second, is distance. So show me all of the points that are within a certain number of kilometers of where I am.
Oh, wow.
So that'd be great. You know, I'm building a restaurant review application, and I want to find all the restaurants that are highly rated that are within this distance.
I've got a website called nerddinner.com.
Ah, I've seen that. That would be perfect.
And we're actually doing a nerd dinner tonight. Uh-huh. But I had to write all of the radius searching myself to do mm-hmm. it in SQL. It was really quite complicated.
Yeah.
Done for me now.
Yeah, so it's all done, as long as you can load in the points. And even if you don't, if you have just the address, you can use things such as Bing Maps to do the reverse geocoding to convert it and then load it in. Or even in the NERD map, you can let the users draw on a map. Okay, show me all of the dinners that are in this boundary. So we can accept that.
You realize, of course, as soon as we're done, I'm going to have to go and write NERD dinner with Azure Search.
Sounds great. Sounds like a great example. So
okay.
So let's pass this in, create the index, because we saw this before. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to upload some documents.
Right.
If you recall before, here are the documents. I'm going to scroll to the right side so we can zoom in and see what that looks like.
All right, there's our Aladdin lawn.
Yeah, so we're just passing it in as a point, and the coordinates is actually longitude, comma, latitude. So we do it in that format.
Oh, yeah, that has got me before.
Exactly, so it has gotten a couple
people. I recognize that this is all in Washington area.
Exactly, so we can pass that in. Send that in. This is it should be pretty quick because there's only around 450 trails that I'm loading in.
But search can handle millions of documents.
That's right, hundreds of millions of documents. Good. That's right. So now, if we do a search, this a normal one that we did before, we can find all the items. I'm just passing in the word point.
Right.
But if we add in a geospatial search, I'm going to go to the right and zoom in so you can actually see it.
Ah, there it is.
We're going to do a filter. Let me zoom in. And you can see that we're applying the filter, and we're using a distance function here. Mm-hmm. And what we're going to say is look over that location field, and I'm going to pass in the point of myself. So quite often browsers will provide the longitude and latitude approximately mm-hmm. where the user. So you can actually use that in the query. So without them even asking, you can direct them to items that they're probably going to be interested in and just take that into account.
Okay.
And then at the right side, I'm just saying, show me all the trails that are less than or equal to 100 kilometers from this point. This is approximately where we're located right now.
And it assumes kilometers, the units.
That's right, kilometers.
Okay.
So we'll send that in. And we should get a whole bunch of results that we bring back. And if we look at them, here's one of the values.
Does it tell me the distance? How far away it is?
We don't provide that. There's a lot of great C-sharp APIs that allow you to actually calculate that pretty easily. So we haven't added that as a priority, but we have heard it a couple times. We'll probably
bring
it in.
But I could just take my current location and this, and using C-sharp, determine the distance.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
So that's a great example. This is that restaurant example. Show me all the restaurants within a certain distance. Mm-hmm. I can also do this intersection, and we see this all the time in real estate. I'm really interested in these houses in this area. And so you can do it in a boundary, predefined, or even, you know, use Bing Maps and actually draw onto it.
Really?
Okay, this is the area I want. And you take all those polygons and you pass that to us and we'll do an intersection.
Really?
So let's
not just circles, you will take polygons.
That's right. We can bring in, this is a whole
Holy
polygon.
Mackerel.
This is approximately King County,
okay.
rough representation of that. So we'll bring it back and we should see the results that come back are only King. Because we defined it as that. So it's pretty quick. Once again, still super quick with the millions of items, but allows us to build these applications like we see right here.
It's so nice to have that as a service because, like I said, I was able to, in a couple of days and a lot of nasty SQL, figure out the radius stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked at the radius, like, okay, they got radius as a function, but the polygon, I was like, oh, I wouldn't even know where to start.
That's right.
Just handled for me.
Yeah, it's all done. And so I'm just going to spend a quick minute showing you how I took all this and threw it into an MVC application.
Mm-hmm.
I just have in my index.html, this is just taking it from Bing API, their typical simple map example.
Right.
And all I'm doing is in the code, I'm making a post to our controller, controller.
Yeah, so this is to the MVC controller, not to the Azure search.
That's right. So it's the controller that receives this, mm-hmm. and it'll be the piece that makes the call to the search service.
Gotcha.
And then all I do is I just take all of the items mm-hmm. that come back from it and add them as push pins.
Nice.
And we actually have this as an example on CodePlex, and maybe we can add a link.
Okay, we will.
Yeah, and then all we're done is just make a call to the search service, load them into the locations, and we're done.
That's cool. Can we see the search?
Absolutely. Let's zoom in on that. It'll look very identical to what we were just looking at through Postman.
Oh, and you have a search helper, though.
Mm-hmm.
Where would I get Azure Search Helper?
So pretty much all of our samples include this Azure Search Helper.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go to CodePlex and download any of our samples, it's included in that. So that makes it super easy to make these calls.
Is this OData proper? Is this OData style?
It is.
Query strings?
Yes. So all these filters that we're seeing where we see we're applying the geo distance,
mm-hmm.
getting the response back, deserializing it to JSON, that's all that we needed to do.
Wow, that's really cool. And I could use any geospatial data that I already have. I can use any maps that I want to do. I've got basically full control. I could certainly see how I could adapt this to be working on a mobile device as well.
You could, and it's really, really effective in a mobile device because the interesting thing is that your search results will often change wherever you are. You know, if you're doing a search here in Washington, you may get a certain result. You go to New York or London and then do a search, you may get very different results
mm-hmm.
because of the geospatial information.
I don't know if you can tell, my gears are turning because I'm imagining now writing an app where the map is moving as I'm driving and then I'm calling Azure Search the viewport changes and the new data comes back in.
Yeah, the geospatial is such a fun thing. We're finding is that more and more applications that have been using search are finding that geospatial is just such a great way for helping people to find the data that they want quicker.
There's a lot of people who are probably watching who have maybe not doing geospatial in their day jobs,
mm-hmm.
but at night they may have their church or their kids' soccer league or whatever, and they have a little MVC site maybe running on Azure.
Mm-hmm.
What's the free tier for search? Could they use that kind of practice tier for very small personal sites?
They could. So our free tier only allows up to 10,000 documents.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as it fits into that size, that would work. The thing to keep in mind is that the free tier is on a shared environment. So there is no service level agreement. It's not really meant for production, but definitely I think if it's you know, just for, you know, for coaching Little League, it might be fine for that.
And certainly something for people to try out, because you may have geospatial data already that you're just throwing into a list.
Yeah.
Little League games would be a really great time to practice and to learn how to use Azure Search.
That's a super great example.
Very cool. Well, we're learning all about geospatial data and Azure Search here on Azure Friday.